In Jesus' name, amen. Worthy are you to receive honor, praise, power, and might. A parable, which happens also to be a true story. When you get as old as I am, now 60, sometimes you remember long ago, and I just tell you a true story about me. I think it was in the year 1956. I was a young 11-year-old kid. And I remember one day that I spoke back harshly to my father. My mother took me aside and said, "God says, honor your father." But I was an 11-year-old hardened sinner. It didn't seem to me so. I was absolutely in the right. And I went to bed dishonoring my father. Next day, I went to the movies, Main Street of Ponca City, Oklahoma, with my best friend. And on the way back, we saw my favorite automobile. It was an Oldsmobile 98. Some of you don't even know what that is. They don't make them anymore. I told you, it was a long time ago. An Oldsmobile 98. Wow. And so we looked in the window, and then I thought, I want to sit in that car. And so I opened the door, and there I was, driving that Oldsmobile. When the owner of the restaurant, whose automobile it was, came out. And he accused me of being a thief. Well, he did let us go, but he threatened us with police. And I went home, and I was agitated. During supper time, I couldn't eat, because I thought I was going to jail. So my father said, "What's your problem?" So I told him what had happened, and he said, "Come with me." And he took me down to that restaurant and asked to speak to the owner, and we sat around a table, and my father said to that owner, "This is my son." He did not mean anything. He liked your car, and that was it. There's nothing wrong with him. To which the owner said, "If a father comes like this with his son, I know the son must be okay." I remember how ashamed I was of that previous evening. I had dishonored him, and yet he humbled himself before another for me. I don't think I ever quite sassed him again as I had. I wanted to honor him because he was worthy of my honor, which meant to be a son to him and not his boss. Our text tells us that Jesus is worthy of honor because by his blood he has made us priests and a kingdom for God. And this he did, my friends, as Paul tells us, while we were yet sinners. Within a situation of perpetual dishonor of him, he humbled himself to die for us. Worthy is the Lamb, I tell you, for honor and praise. As the fathers, you see, a couple of nights ago, any number of you received calls, and so I won't have an opportunity to talk about patristics to you much more. So here is the last lesson. As the fathers never tired of saying, the new song sung is the new life of faith and obedience, where we say by deed as well as word, Jesus is Lord. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we rise for prayer.